So, let's take a look at that example and really break it down. Of course, you can see straight away that we've used the agreement frame, the yes set, all over again, and it's a guiding theme throughout this work. We're getting people to respond with a sense of agreement so that all the other suggestions are being agreed to as well. Now, one of the new things that this particular piece has is the inclusion of what we call decision criteria. In order to make a choice, to make a decision, this person has certain criteria inside their mind, certain ideas or checklists that have to be ticked off. And we're making sure that we're ticking off every one of those points as we go through our little speech. Now again, we're using a lot of implication. In this example, we're talking about the kind of things that our potential new client really liked about us. But rather than talking about it directly, we just mention it casually and allow his mind to make the connection itself. You see, every time someone makes a connection inside their own mind, it seems much more of their own idea. And who's going to resist their own ideas? We're also making use of the consistency principle. When someone says something in public, then there is a lot of social pressure inside themselves and externally for them to conform to that particular image. They have to be consistent with their own statements. So by reminding this person, this potential client, of some of the things they said about us, how they liked us, the client begins to have to conform with his own opinion. And of course, if someone likes someone, they're more likely to actually hire them. We're also using embedded suggestions to seed ideas, to plant ideas about making decisions, about hiring us, and about feeling good about that choice later on. And those you can hear time and time again throughout the text. One of the new principles that we've used this time is this idea of creating future memories. We're creating the sense of jumping into the future and allowing the client to test having our team at his offices and make sure that this is the thing he actually wants. Now, I know by this stage that we've checked all the other ticks off the box. I know that this client will actually like working with us, which is why I have no qualms about moving into the future with him and getting him to experience this for himself. If he knows that he likes working with us now, of course, he'll have checked off that other little missing piece in his decision-making strategy. Now, to reduce pressure, we're actually doing a takeaway on decisions. We're saying, I don't want you to make this choice until. So by taking the pressure away, it creates some space in which the mind can breathe easy and relax and actually run through this future memory a little bit more fully. So by the time we get to actually offering them the choice, making time for the decision itself, he's really come to his own conclusion. Before that time, of course, we're going to have him practicing feeling good about making this decision. In order for someone to make a long-term decision, they have to keep feeling good about that decision afterwards. Otherwise, all they'll get is what's called buyer's remorse. Now, everyone's had buyer's remorse. We buy something on an impulse in a shop, we'll go home, we'll look at it and say, why did I do this? Now, in a situation like this where a firm of accountants is about to be hired, you can change your accountants. And in order to prevent that happening, we want to make sure right from the outset that the client is happy at every stage of the way. Now, part of that will involve, of course, us doing good work. And that's fine. That's our responsibility. The other part, of course, is to allow the client to feel good about the decisions, and he has to practice doing that if he's not used to it. Now, at the end of the whole piece, we leave an open-ended choice, or at least a seemingly open-ended choice. The decision has been set up so carefully that really he only has one choice, and that is to choose us. And to help make that matter happen, we're also using power words like now, instantly, immediately. These are words which give the unconscious mind a call to action. So, this is a simple breakdown of the kind of things you'll be learning soon. I hope you've enjoyed this as we come into the end of this particular CD.